53 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour here this morning. Very good morning. James Timberlake along with Julie Chadwick.
Good morning.
Very good morning to you as well. It is August 12th here today. It is Sir Mix-a-Lot's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
62 years old. Pete Sampras is 54 here today. Legendary tennis player.
I was just going to say tennis.
Mm-hmm. Tyson Fury, boxing champion. He's 37 years old. Lakeith Stanfield is 34, also an actor. Alona Meyer, 29 years old. She is the rugby champ. Well, I don't know. I don't remember. I think they won gold last year in the Olympics. They won a medal. And she kind of became the face of U.S. women's rugby. Went on Dancing with the Stars. She was everywhere. Okay. She was everywhere. She's 29 today, so happy birthday to them. It happened today, 1851. Isaac Singer was granted a patent on his sewing machine.
Well, hey, that changed things.
And yeah, I was going to say, no more hand stitching.
Right. Gosh.
Not having to worry about
and
that
all the
anymore.
The things they made with hand stitching, all those gowns.
Yeah.
And, wow.
It was basically a job by itself. I guess it still kind of is, but sewing, but it takes a lot less time to sew than it does hand stitch.
You had 10 people creating a ball gown 40 hours a week.
Man, what a job that must have been. Shout out to Isaac Singer. He's not alive, but big shout out to him. Yeah.
Change the world.
The Singer family. 1865, Dr. Joseph Lister became the first surgeon to use disinfectant during surgery.
Oh, wow.
1865. That was a mere 175 years ago, give or take. 125 years ago.
Yeah.
150. Yeah, about 150 years ago. Man, I was trying to hit the dartboard there, and I just missed about three times. Yeah, that's really gross. I'll be honest with you. That before 1865, we were just like, hey, don't need it. Let's open you up.
They didn't know they needed it. They didn't know.
Well, no, true. Yeah. Yeah. But they were like, hey, let's open you up. I just got done.
So, yep, we're all good.
I just went to the bathroom. Let's get going. Gross. 1898, Hawaii was formally annexed to the United States on this day.
What day? What year?
1898.
Oh, wow.
Didn't become a state until the 50s. So it was a territory, I guess, or whatever,
for
a while. Yeah, no. Puerto Rico. Yes, yes.
Guam,
yeah. Special events today. It is Baseball Fans Day.
Yay!
Sure. Absolutely.
Love that game.
Yeah. Don't we all? America's pastime. Maybe not America's future time, but America's pastime, at the very least. Elephant Day. It's World Elephant Day today.
Oh, they're amazing.
Incredible
creatures.
Animals, yeah. Yeah. IBM PC Day. Very cool.
Okay.
Do you know what IBM stands for, the acronym?
No.
International
Business
there
Model.
There you go.
No, I don't know.
No, Business Machines. You're close.
Oh.
International Business Machines, I believe, is what it is.
Okay.
International Youth Day. Sure. Shout out the youngins.
Yeah, right before school.
That's true, yeah. 2 weeks, I guess, or whatever. I still get, I'll be honest with you, I still get a little jittery when it comes to this time of year.
Yeah.
Because
I gotta say, I'm
kind of ingrained
really glad
in your mind.
That's behind me.
Really?
So, with kids, yeah. Sorry. I loved summer with kids.
Well, yeah, same.
Yeah, school.
You loved summer with kids?
Yes.
I feel like I hear the opposite from parents a lot of the time.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, yeah. The grind of school. Sorry, teachers.
They gotta deal with it.
I know.
Oh, no. It's Julianne Frye's Day. The cut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thought that was like, is that an actress?
Yep. Shout out, Julianne. Middle child day. Yeah.
I'm a twin, but I'm technically the youngest.
Will, my brother.
Yeah,
shout out, Will.
Will.
Yeah. Middle child. It's Milkman Day. We don't have those anymore, really. Do
no.
we? There might be some
well,
places.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'd be surprised if there were places that here, at least in the United States, I have no idea. Sewing Machine Day, obviously.
Yeah.
Thoughtful Traveler Day.
Okay.
Be a thoughtful traveler.
Yes,
don't put
important.
Your feet up on the seat on an airplane with your shoes off. Please don't do that.
Don't be rude.
Don't be rude. Well, I mean, that's a given. But like pet peeves.
Yeah, you'd think it's a given.
Well, yeah, true. Pet peeves, though. Don't take your shoes off. Just don't take your shoes off in an airplane. Don't take your shoes off in an airplane. We're all in this metal tube together.
Right, but I mean.
Pressurized. Let's keep the dogs in.
You know, even checking into a hotel, people can be awfully rude.
Oh, yeah.
So, thoughtful traveler all the way
true.
Around.
True. It is Truck Driver Day. Shout out our truck drivers.
Yeah.
Our infrastructure would fall apart without the truck drivers out there. So shout out them. Vinyl Record Day.
Oh, I love vinyl records.
I don't have a vinyl player.
I thought about getting a record player again, actually.
I never really... That's a older thing that has come back that I have not ever really gotten into.
Well, the album sleeve itself became artwork.
Yeah.
So you were just as excited to get that as you were.
A lot of people say it sounds better.
Itself. There's something about putting that needle on.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people say it sounds better. I don't know. You know, there's something nice about the convenience of just having it in my hand.
Yeah. I mean, you can have both.
Yeah, true. Absolutely. Easily could have both. All right, trivia here today. We've got about a minute left. If you're an average person, this part of your body weighs about 29 pounds.
Head.
You think my head weighs 29 pounds?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Obviously,
what do you
I'm
think
way
of me?
Off.
She thinks my skull is made of straight titanium.
You got a big head.
Yeah. It's your entire skeleton, actually, 29 pounds.
Okay.
Your average person, your body weighs, your skeleton weighs about 29 pounds.
Take away all the fluids.
If you're Julie,
skin.
You think James's skull weighs about 29 pounds and the rest is about 8. This year, 86,000 Americans will be injured by one of these.
86,000
Americans. Very season dependent.
Lawnmower.
Bingo. Lawnmowers. That is right.
I was going to say weed eater, but you kind of gave it away with your pantomime.
Yeah, sorry. I was trying to help. You gave me the skull one, did not give a good
indicator of
good
guesses.
Impression. So I was like, I got to give you a hint on this one. All right, finally, quickly, what's significant about the 1979